your girl Beloved B, aka Mitra B, back one more time with a good word for you. I'm going to try my best to make this short, simple, and quick because I have something to do. But as y'all, for those that know me, you know I'm constantly moving and running. But when I got a good word, I got to do my best to get it out to you. And my word for today is about clearing karma. Sometimes people really don't understand how easy it is to fix some things that have feel like it's just constantly going wrong in your life. And a part of that starts with being able to hold yourself accountable. And I know a lot of people don't like to do that because they feel like, oh, I got to blame myself for this, I got to blame for that. And honestly, in my eyes, in my own opinion, when it comes to accountability, it's not about blaming. It's about just holding yourself accountable for where you are in your life. Because believe it or not, it's our own choices, our own decisions, mistakes, lessons, or whatever you want to call them, that help create and put together our own destiny. That's why it says we are the Alpha and Omega of our own destiny. Because our choices, our free will that we've been given here is what helps us, you know, get to that point. Now, ain't nobody perfect. We don't always make the best decision, but there's always an opportunity to go back and clear something up. And a lot of people don't realize that or don't care to, because some people may feel as though, you know, well, already what's already done is done, and why am I going back to do this, that, and the third? Well, if you pay attention to what's going on in your life, and it seems like everything is going this way, that way, and the third, but right, then obviously there is something that you probably could do to fix it. Sometimes things just happen to get us on the right track, and some things are just plain old karmic. Due to the karma, due to the things that we've done, due to the things that, you know, we may have not felt like, oh, it's not a big deal, or, you know, my intentions wasn't wrong. I mean, that too, because it's not about right or wrong. It's about making decisions that you can live with. And, you know, sometimes we just make decisions in the spur of the moment. Sometimes we make decisions based on feelings, based on emotions, based on things that can put us in a position that we don't necessarily agree with. But sometimes I think people don't realize how, when it comes to making decisions in this life, each decision and each choice that you make, it sends like a ripple effect throughout your life, even down into your children's life, believe it or not. And when you have an opportunity, you should look into or think about or even want to clear up your karma. Look back on some of the things that you've done when you didn't quote unquote know any better, or when your heart was in a different place, or, you know, when your intentions weren't always the best. Again, forget right or wrong. When your intentions weren't always the best, because sometimes we can be a little selfish and we can want what we want and not think about how that thing can affect us in the long run. But a lot of times there's a lot of our lives that we can clear up and clean up if we could just stop for a moment, think back, hold yourself accountable for something, and do the right thing like Spike Lee. Do the right thing like Spike Lee and clear it up. Fix it. Sweep it up. You know, there's this thing about people that like to sweep things up under the rug, and I'm one that cannot stand it. You hear me? But when it comes to sweeping things under the rug, you know, after a while of continuing to sweep things under the rug, just think about it. Look at it. After a while of continuing to sweep things under the rug, eventually it's going to be a hump in the rug. And if there's a hump in the rug and you got to continue walk past this space, guess what? Eventually you're going to fall and bump your head and trip over something that you could have easily cleaned up had you stopped and taken the time to examine what it is that you're actually sweeping up under this rug. Again, sometimes that's just how people are. That's just something that we're used to doing. But if we could just stop for a second, think back, I'm pretty sure you could find yourself in a place where you could either forgive somebody else so that you can also be forgiven, or you could go back and right your wrong with somebody that you didn't necessarily really truly mean to mess on. For lack of better words, you know, because most of the time our karma is attached to people, because that's like, you know, as they say, you know, God will bless you, but God don't bless you out of thin air. He does, but he doesn't. God blesses us through people. So So, you know, a lot of what we have done is connected to somebody. Think about it. Stop. Think about it. You know, it's not always, again, good or bad, because some people, you know, look at things, well, I didn't mean no harm. Uh-oh, that was for somebody. I didn't mean no harm. You know, I didn't mean to do this, that, and third. And I get that, and I understand that. But if you know you did it, and if you know you're doing it, just take a moment and stop and redirect yourself. And things will begin to clear up. It might take some time. And that's another thing. You know, sometimes when we're going through a lot of things in our lives, it's hard for people to take a step back and examine themselves. They will quickly, you know, look for something on the outside of themselves to blame. And honestly, a lot of what is going on the outside of you is also going on the inside of you. Examination. Sit back like a doctor and examine what's really going on. Let me see what else I got. Because this clearing karma, it's real. It's a whole conversation about it that I would like to have. But I just wanted to put that out there, that it is a thing. It's a thing. A lot of what you're going through, a lot of what has happened, you can clear it up. But it takes for you to hold yourself accountable for where you are and why you are. And this isn't associated with blame. Although some people will say that it is. It isn't. But if that's how you see it, I can't change your mind. You know, that's your thought process. But you have to take the time to stop and think about it. You know, and that's another thing. You know, sometimes we have had these certain, we've had these ways of living, these traditions that have been carried on from one to another and from one lifetime to another, from one generation to another. And we live by these things thinking this is how it's been and this is how it's going to always be. Baby, you always have the opportunity to change your mind. Don't ever let nobody make you feel like you can't change your mind, because people change their minds all the time and they will change their minds on you. So if you find yourself in a position where things aren't going the way you thought they were, or they should, or it don't feel good, it's not resonating with you no longer, it's okay for you to change your mind, because it's a reason why that thing is starting to feel the way it's feeling. Pay attention to your feelings. Don't ignore them. And I'm going to say it again. Don't ignore your feelings. They're there for a reason. They're your friend. Just like anger. That's your friend. Not a very nice friend sometimes, but a very loyal friend. And your anger will show you when you have betrayed yourself, believe it or not. What else? I think I'm going to stop here, but I will be back, because this is a conversation that I really truly want to have. And I love you guys. It's okay. You got time. The new year is right around the corner. And if you need help with learning how to clear up your karma, I am here. And I have some links that I'm going to place on a couple of my platforms to give everybody opportunity to reach out to me. But I'm in it to win it. Not just for me, but for those that can trust me to help you help yourself. So I have a few classes, and I have some personal ISS, what I call intuitive sit-down sessions that are becoming available for people to come and have a sit-down with me, and we can help bring some things to the surface that need to be re-examined. It's up to you. I love you guys. I will talk to you in a minute. Holler at me. You can catch me on YouTube. You can catch me on TikTok. You can catch me on A Minute with Mitra, my podcast, and a few other places. But I'm here. I love you guys. I'll catch you in a minute.